This is Wednesday, June 7th here in the Rose City. This is Fortunato. I'll be sitting in here. It's lunchtime. It's time for jazz. We'll be right back. the Jazz Crusaders, 1966 at the Lighthouse down there in Manhattan Beach. Wilton Felder on tenor sax, Wayne Henderson trombone, Joe Sample piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Styx Hooper on drums, Jazz Crusaders. Before that, a knocked out Crazy Time version of the theme song from a TV show called Mr. Broadway, done by Dave Brubeck. Mr. Broadway, that was a show that Craig Stevens did after he did Peter Gunn. And we started off with the theme from Full House, I believe. That's from the Jimmy Smith album, The Cat, with arrangements by Lalo Schifrin. This is Fortunato, the over 40 teenage werewolf, sitting in here for jazz, lunchtime jazz, here on Wednesdays on KBOO Portland. Going to be sitting in next week and then in a couple weeks after that, so I'll be back again. Let's see. It's a little cloudy out. We kind of try and bring out the sunshine here. Let's get a little bit of romantic, smaltzy stuff in here. Dean Martin.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away until the sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Oh, just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, to smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? But just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap up your troubles in dreams. Troubles in dreams and dream, dream your troubles away.
You know, way back around in the 40s when I had a band, we had a theme song to the band. Sonny was in that band. Sonny Stitt and Diz, all the guys are. But the theme went like this. Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby, I had to call you on the phone. He's always been like that. 'Cause I feel so lonesome. and daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Come on, John.
Mr. B,
From an album called Jazz Giants, 1958. Yes, we are actually playing vinyl down here at the home of Handmade Radio, KBOO Portland. This is Fortunato sitting in on the Jazz Lunch Show here on a Wednesday afternoon. Let's see, that was Woody and You, Stan Getz, Jerry Mulligan, Harry Ellison, Harry Edison, Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, Louis Belson. I mean, how more gigantic can you get than that? From an album, Newport in New York, 1972, we had Billy Eckstine with his old theme song, Jelly Jelly. And we started things off with a song, which I may play again later, or another one, Dean Martin with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Let's get back to the jazz here. This is a live performance of Horace Silver with his song called Sayonara Blues. I want to say hello to all the hard-working folks out there who are tuning us in there. I want to say to the guys out at the bike shop there, out towards Beaverton, they got honest dirt under their hands, time to buckle down, get a few more flats fixed, check those gears a little bit there, yeah. There's work being done here today. Sorry, Miles. Oh, man. Something wrong with that disc there. And then the groove was just getting set. Oh, man. This is Fortunato sitting in here on the Wednesday Jazz Lunch Program. It's 1 p.m. here in the Rose City, KBOO, Portland. David Chelsea has stopped by, and we're going to play some. We're going to go back into the vaults. We're going to reach back, far back in the earlier years of the 20th century. Let's start things off with a little piece here with Sidney Bouchet and Art Hodes.
really doesn't pay to be a gloomy pill. It's absolutely most ridiculous sill. The rain may pitter patter, it really doesn't matter, for life can be delish with a sunny disposition.
Back here at the Wednesday Jazz Show. Let's see, we had back there a while back, this is Fortunato sitting in on the Jazz Show. Let's see, we had back there, I forgot to back announce a few things. We had a very nice long piece. That was Horace Silver from an album called Paris Blues, and that was Sayonara Blues, a big nice long piece. And from the Cannonball Adderley album Something Else with Miles Davis, we played One for Daddy-O. We started off with this set here from a really neat collection called Hot Jazz on Blue Note, and features Art Hody, Sidney Boucher, James P. Johnson, Buck Johnson, George Lewis, Edwin Hall, a bunch of great guys, Max Kaminsky. Sugarfoot Stomp, of course, was that. And then what was that other piece? We have David Chelsea, author of David Chelsea in Love.
Hello.
Hello. And I have it on good opinion that he is still in love. And he has brought in we're going to play a couple of wacky, crazy things from way back in the 20s. They were crazy back then, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yes.
But the whole country was.
That's true. That's true. I mean, after the big war and then the big influenza and there was prosperity, or what appeared to be prosperity.
Yeah, they just went do wackadoo crazy.
Well, also the emergence of recordings and radio transmissions. So type of performing changed, especially the stylings of, say, Bing Crosby, example, and I guess Ethel Waters, where the singers were not singing way out to a big audience, but they sang to the microphone now, and there was a different type of singing. And then also these crazy harmonies that we've got.
Beautiful changes in harmonies.
This last one, this was called, what was that?
Sunny Disposition.
Sunny Disposition.
That was done by the Revelers with Gene Goldkett's orchestra.
Now, when you brought that in, I was thinking of the comedian. I was trying to think of that name.
The Comedian Harmonists?
This was a German group, but they were the copy in this group.
Yeah, the Revelers were the group that the Comedian Harmonists aspired to sound like.
We've got some more here. We've got George Olsen and his music.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, that last song goes out to Eve.
Okay.
And this next song, the George Olsen song, goes out to Rebecca.
Rebecca, isn't that... I'm trying to...
when it goes
keep
out.
Talking, keep talking. I'm trying to find out where I am here.
It goes out to Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
Isn't listening, but if she were, she'd be tickled pink to hear this song.
Okay, we got it.
They're off. Big GT, and that was the end of me. Horses, 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 crazy
me over horses, horses, horses. Goofy over horses, horses, horses. She's a little wild. Silly over horses, horses, horses. Daffy over horses, horses, horses. She calls me spark plug, brown eyes too. She thinks I'm born a Google at the older, older, older. Maybe she will falter, falter, falter. Then I'll get a halter, 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 just to make her mine. We know that horses love by heck, because we saw the horse's neck. Horses, horses, it's a lot of horses, horses all of the time. Horses, horses.
Tulipán, nel cantar questa canzone. tulipan.
Well, that was a song about tulips, right, David?
It was, as far as I can determine.
Yes.
My Italian's a little rusty, but I have the sheet music, and it shows pictures of tulips on it.
Excellent. Now, that seemed a little later kind of arrangement. That was more in the 40s.
Sounds like it might have been early 40s. That was Trio Lascano, who were the Italian equivalent of the Andrews Sisters, and I believe originally Dutch themselves.
Oh. Now, the George Olsen song, Horses.
Horses. And that's from the late 20s.
We're with we're sitting here with David Chelsea, who is sitting in with us, and we're playing some sort of older novelty songs from around the 20s and stuff with interesting vocal things.
The general theme is, well, the Horses one wasn't, but it's the general theme I'm going for is corny trios.
Right.
Which could be corny quartets, but those wonderful harmony groups that used to play with 20s and 30s big bands.
What's up next here?
What's up next is Ted Fiorito and his orchestra.
What number was that? Number 7?
Number 6.
Number 6. Okay.
Tally-ho, tally-ho, tally-ho.
Hunting one fine day, and my bullets were made of lead. It was bing, 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 and a boom, 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 and the big bad wolf was dead. Oh, I took my gun, and I went like this, and I shot him through the head. It was bing, 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 and a bang, 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 and the big bad wolf was dead. Tra la 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 la, I won't worry anymore. Tra la 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 la, no more wolves at anyone's door. Now I can go out and play and earn my daily bread. Cause I bing 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 and I boom 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 and the big bad wolf was dead.
I give for that wonderful phrase? You hear those three little words? That's all I live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, a little letter, which simply mean I love
was the Rhythm Boys with Duke Ellington with Three Little Words, and the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby was in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can kind of make them out. And before that we had...
Wasn't it Ted Fiorito and his orchestra?
With
I Shot My Gun.
Oh, right. The Big Bad Wolf Is Dead.
The Big Bad Wolf Is Dead.
Right. We're talking with David Chelsea. We're bringing in some old 20s music just for the fun of it. Let's see, an announcement. Hot off the press. Here, coming at this time slot, noon till 2, on June 21st, Andrew Geller will host a two-hour Legion of Mary special. And they'll be featuring their jazziest material in live recordings. And that's going to be coming up in 2 weeks. And I'll be back next week, and then I'll be back on the week, I'll be back June 28th there
Legion
with some more jazz.
Legion of Mary? Is that in any relation to Friends of Dorothy?
I don't know. And her little dog, too, it could be. So we've got some more. What are we going to play next here? We're going to play, after this, we're going to play this weird thing called Hello, How Do You Do, Mr. Brown?
Yes, I think we're going to play Fred Waring first.
Fred Waring, first we're going to play.
We're going to play Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee.
Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee. Not a bad idea. Thank you, David Chelsea, for coming by.
My pleasure.
You're welcome. Let's see.
Around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Troubles like a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, or it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
The corner. Herbert Hoover says it's now the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee and let's have another piece of apple pie.
That was Lens Have Another Cup of Coffee. We're here with David Chelsea. We were talking as the record was going on about how, you know, the abilities that we've gotten in technology to bring out of these recordings a lot more than people used to hear off of them, so that the recording was a little better than the reproduction has been for quite a long time. And just recently, especially you could hear the banjo and some other instruments that you couldn't quite pick up back in the, when these records were first reissued, like in the 50s or so.
That's before my time.
That, yes. Oops. I've got the wrong microphone on you, David.
Oh, excuse me.
There we go. I'm sorry. And, okay. But you were saying there's other types of methods that they're using to bring sounds off of
these old discs. Yes, horrendously expensive methods. There are laser turntables. I think they're being manufactured in Japan, that can read old LPs and presumably 78s without a stylus, without anything touching the record, and reading the top of the groove rather than the bottom, which has been gouged out by generations of needles. So you can actually get better quality. Maybe Cable would like to invest in one of those.
I don't know.
Also, I've read that they're experimenting with scanners, so they can scan the whole record and read the groove.
Oh.
In Photoshop. I don't know. But
You can do anything in Photoshop. See.
Yes.
But you know, the way they recorded back then, everybody was in the studio, and they, you know, originally they would have a horn that people would sing to. Then later they came up with the ribbon microphones. But for a very long time, you had everybody in the band was in the studio, and they all played. And so they all had to compensate their sound to work in with the group.
Yeah, well, none of this stuff. This is all electronic. Yeah. That's acoustic recording where you actually have to get basically inside the horn.
But this is basically what they. But this was what the original discs were, and many times they're scanning the original materials, what they've still got. Mm-hmm. Well, let's close off here with this. Is a crazy song.
Yeah, this is a band called Arthur Lally, or a guy named Arthur Lally has a band. Don't know. Never heard of him before or since. But this is a wonderful recording.
Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Brown? How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Brown? Say yes to Mr. Brown, no more, no less to Mr. Brown. He is the great white chief, you know, and so no one must say him no. If you would have our branch progress, you merely bow and acquiesce. So if he says black, white, and day is night, you'll just say yes.
Why, yes, Mr. Brown.
Absolutely, Mr. Brown.
Of course, Mr. Brown.
Sure, Mr. Brown. Have a cigar.
Well, why not, Mr. Brown?
Okay, Mr. Brown, okay. Decidedly, Mr. Brown.
Why, definitely, Mr. Brown.
Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown.
Bye.
These are a series of recordings that he made over in Britain when he was stationed over there during the war, and that was Volga Boatman. Before that, some obscure stuff. We had Jerry Krueger in an orchestra with a really cool version of Summertime. And then before that, Midge Williams with the Hoagy Carmichael song Lazy Bones. Now, this is the Tokyo Jazz Orchestra, Columbia Records. And back in the, back in the 20s and 30s, Tokyo was the jazz center there for Asia. That was a pretty hot little band. Midge Williams was an American, and she recorded over there. I think there's somebody who's trying to put together a biography on her somewhere. Well, this is Fortunato. We've got a few more minutes left in here before we got more jazz for you. Let's see what else we can sneak in here. Oh, this is Shirley Scott with the Horace Silver song, Senior Blues.